Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been stalked. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'm a blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating, fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low, I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up, I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. Still broke, fuck nigga, you nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This candy gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? And welcome back to another episode of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? What's up, people? Ready to get it in? Another Sunday fun day. Let's do it.
Man, I forgot to send you the top five. I just sent it to you, IG. Run down the top five countries tuning in, Mo.
Ooh, let me see if I can find it. Hold on.
I just sent it to you via IG.
Yeah, I got it. All right, so we're going to take it from the bottom to the top. So number five, we got the land down under, the continent, not a country, Australia checking in. Shout out to you all. Wow, wait, hold on. Is this a misprint? Number four, we got the United Kingdom. What's up? London town, England, what's popping? Number four, but we still grateful, you know, coming in, checking in. You got to get back up to that, at least that number two spot again. Number three, we got Viking countries, Switzerland, always on the check-in, staying consistent. And number two, we got the people up north, man. Shout out to Canada, Toronto. You know what I'm saying? T-Dot. And then number one, of course, we got the wonderful United States of America. America the beautiful, but it has its flaws, of course. But shout out to all the fly cities, the 50 states, everybody on the check-in, the home team. You know how we do.
For sure. And everybody else that's tuning in all over the world, we salute you guys. We thank you guys. You know, that's what keep us going. That's what keep us, you know, doing this every single Sunday, man, over 4 years running it. We are actually in April, will be 5 years on air.
Damn.
Crazy.
Wild,
that's wild. Crazy.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to the
Sundays.
Universe.
It's popping. Man, listen, man. Crazy. And so, you know, I took a page from Mo's book. Mo was telling me, he was like, God, man, we're going to have some more spiritual conversations. And somebody had asked me the same thing this week. Like, you know, I know y'all talk about everything, but, you know, when you going to have some more spiritual conversations? So we're getting a little organized. You know what I'm saying? We're switching up the flow a little bit. Shout out to everybody, you know, that's out here in 2022. The actual New Year's is March 20th, right? But, you know, we gonna go with the flow of what everyone else considers New Year. You can't have newness in a dead winter, but, you know, spring equinox is actually when the new year starts, just FYI for the people out there. I like to give you information, but I want to give it to you the right way. The vernal equinox, right? And it happens May 20th. That is the day that is on that day, nights and days are the same length. They're equal in time, right? And you know, they changed it. So, you know, one thing about it is that, you know, with this particular platform, I get to indulge, embrace, and, you know, I get to give you guys all sides of me. And so I probably want to do, like, a spiritual conversation once a month. Mo has World Famous Chop Up once a month. We can have a spiritual conversation once a month and then play around, right?
I have
a spiritual following. And, you know, people are like, why you don't talk about spirituality more? You know, it's kind of like I have a whole YouTube page, you know, dedicated to what it is that I do. But I'm never scared to speak on, you know, any knowledge or any understanding, and I want my people to get better. You know, 2022 is the year of the Great Awakening, okay? And there are going to be more people now that is going to want to join the initiative, that is going to want to show, change how people are seen in the Great Fall, right? So the Great Fall and the transformation that was supposed to happen yesterday, it simply got prolonged. Last year, it simply got prolonged. It's a lot going on behind closed scenes, and they are scrambling so hard to keep the government afloat, but things are going to happen, man, and it's going to be a lot of realization. You're now starting to see more cops getting sentenced, getting found guilty than ever. You know, before they weren't being found guilty. You know what I'm saying? It was what it was, but the attention and the eyes are there, and there's people in certain places that weren't there before. So, you know, we're going to get into all of that good stuff or whatever, but I had a real laid-back week this week. My partner, whom, you know, I was like, I'm going to New Year's single, he ended up catching COVID Christmas. Christmas is one of those things, you know, he wanted to be around the family, wanted to be around the family, and everybody in the house caught COVID, down to the kids. They had a whole gathering at the house, and that didn't go too well. So basically it was more so moral support all week for him, being that, you know, he wasn't feeling well. When COVID first hit, before people even knew that it was an issue, he caught COVID, and it gave him pneumonia.
So this is the second time.
You know. So this is the second time now. having people over, and this particular strand of COVID, it's like 5 days. So it's nowhere near as crazy as the original COVID, but this particular COVID, everybody's getting sick. So make sure that you cover up. Make sure that you have your face mask on. Go out as little as possible. Even the people that's like, oh, I just got a cold. You know, it's easily transmittable. So, you know, take your time out, quarantine, and, you know, relax your mind. Like, we're not going to act like we're not dealing with the beast out here. That's just what it is. We are, you know, and no matter how much, you know, the more we talk about what we use to cure ourselves, keep in mind that they have all of these different variants that's going to be released, okay, between now and the fall of 2023. So anything that we say, hey, you know, we can take this and we can get over it, remember they're releasing these variants. These variants aren't just popping up out of the blue. They're being released on us. So they're going to do things to try to combat what it is that we're taking. You know what I'm saying? So the best thing to do is be safe, stay put, you know, relax. If you do have to go out, you know, make sure you keep your distance. The ignorance that I see amongst our people in the stores, they want to still walk close to you. Nobody got a mask on. They think it's funny. And they think it's funny till their head get busted in. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just please wear your mask, keep your distance, you know, from people, from the ignorant ones that's out here. And, you know, take care of yourself. So I have been putting in a lot of focus into, 2022 was actually my year of retirement, right, from my job. Mm-hmm. And I worked hard. You know, I've left a job before.
You're foreseeing that.
And it's like, common sense is like leaving a job but being prepared to leave a job so that you don't have to go back to a job. You know what I'm saying? You can be fully self-employed. You can step out. You can do whatever you got to do. 2022, I am officially leaving the workplace and doing my own thing. A lot of people be like, you're supposed to be doing your own thing, and you should be doing your own this and your own that. I like to be situated. Sure. Especially like where I live and my bills and so on and so forth. So after January, because January, I'm not putting a lot of thought into anything. January is my month. It's my birthday month. It's his birthday month. So January is just up. Due to COVID, we canceled the birthday party in Orlando just because I would feel bad if people came out to hang out with me for my birthday and they got sick, right? Of course, people... Everyone is not taking this as serious as it should be. So we canceled the birthday party last week in Florida, and we're doing something a little different. But, I'm leaving the workforce in 2022. So this is the year of my retirement fully, you know, at 40. I'm officially walking out of the job market, and, you know, I'm not going back. So I worked really hard for this. Keep in mind that I've had a couple of jobs growing up, you know, but I never really was able to hold on to any of those because I knew I didn't belong in the workplace. And I did my own thing until 2014 is when I first went back to work, the end of 2014, actually, like December 2014 is when I went back to work. So just say 2015. To 2022, 7 years, you know, and it's a wrap. You know, it's time for me to make my transition and, you know, do what it is that I got to do. But I gave it 7 years straight in the workforce, and I've always filed taxes. I filed taxes well over 20 years. I did what it was that, you know, I needed to do. So, you know, yeah, it's time to go. So super excited about that. I work super hard to let go of this workforce, and I cannot wait. How was your week?
So my week was awesome. You know what I'm saying? This week I'm calling this week Chestnut Checkers. Fly God is an awesome guy. More money on the way. Good health and wealth. Thoth is my mentor. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Kemen is the Magic Kingdom. So those
nigga, that's a long ass fucking title.
No, those are just some mantras I've been just practicing going into 2022.
Good job.
God damn.
Yeah, nah, this
you use as many as you need, Mo. Good job.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, basically, you know, this was like my winter break, you know what I'm saying? So I got a chance to just do a lot of cleaning, cleansing, organization, and just setting up for 2022, you know what I'm saying? I took a nice spiritual walk through the park a couple of days ago. You know, I just got my mind right, you know what I'm saying? And then so wife will be back on Wednesday, and then, you know, we back to it. So, you know, that was my week.
Man, like... People be, you know, it's so funny that, and this is a long lines of the topic, but people be like, oh, you got to cook collard greens and black eyed peas, and that's for money. And look, I'm like, well, how did that work out for y'all last year or the year before? Like, come on, you know what I'm saying? And it be the people that are quote unquote religious, but yet you are doing these simple things not knowing that you are trying to manifest and do magic. You might as well pick up a candle. But, man, that's cool, man. How was your week, Smooth?
Man, I'm confused at the whole candle, black eyed peas shit. I think I came on the wrong side of the conversation.
The fuck are y'all talking about? How was your week?
My week was okay. I'm black. I'm still black. I'm gonna be black tomorrow. I mean, that is all.
High praise for that. You know what I'm saying? High praise to being black. Guess what, Smooth? I'm black too. So that's a, you know.
What did you do to bring in the New Year, Smooth?
Sure, I was at work.
Okay.
You so don't have a life or anything like that.
Grind it.
No, not at the moment. No, I'm a loser at the moment, nigga. Just,
hey, man,
yeah, I'm living vicariously through you two motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? You know,
well,
most got some big long-ass titles and shit, and you talk about quitting your job and shit, so. I'm trying to get like you, motherfucker. My elders.
Listen, I won't. I can't be in. I mean, you got a whole football team. You got 11 kids and a slew of baby mamas. So, you know, I mean, you can stop working if you want to. You're just a workaholic. It's in you. I choose to work for myself than to put
university.
In the work for somebody else. My work.
What the fuck? Hold on.
Huh?
Did you kill? Did you just kill one of them?
Kill one of who?
You got the total wrong.
Yeah, oh, 12?
He said 11?
Oh, my bad.
12.
I'm sorry. Yeah, the dirty doesn't.
12.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
The dirty doesn't. But he said, did you kill? I'm like, wait, what? All right. You got a whole fleet. So you got to create generational wealth for the dirty dozen. And, you know, it's a little different. I'm creating generational wealth for my squad, but it's just really me focusing on different things, man, and manifesting what I want. I'm just very mindful to think positive about whatever it is that you want, right? You want it, think about it, right? Continue to have positive thoughts. Even if things get in your way and they don't align with where it is that you're going or what you want, still be positive, still smile, no matter what's happening, because there are a lot of people that have low vibrational energies and souls attached to them that can see your high vibrational soul and energy and see that you're happy, and they're going to purposely try to disrupt your energy. You know, you may plan for one thing and the plans may be altered a little bit, but it's all for your highest good. So we're talking about high vibrations, you know. Again, like, I'm going to start doing a spiritual conversation once a month. It is something that I hold near and dear to my heart, but I've been finding myself diving more and more and more into my YouTube, you know what I'm saying, and not just to be there to read the cards, but it's just things that have to be said. I do have a conference, a Zoom conference that comes up on January the 8th called Tarot and Chill. And I do tarot. We have spiritual conversations about growth and healing. And so I do that once a month. This one is coming up on the This one is coming up on the 8th. They're between the 8th and the 12th of each month. I try to go with the second Saturday in the month to get those done. But let's see something. Got to put that on Do Not Disturb because my phone been ringing all day with numbers that don't have names. And I'm like, what is going on today that ain't been going on yesterday? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. So, tonight's topic. Is it acceptable to believe in religion and be spiritual, right? And so this is a topic because most people that I see walking around that's trying to get an understanding on spirituality, they are treading light. So it's things that you see and you hear and you don't say anything because all of the information that you know is not research information. It's things that you've heard, right? And it's things that you haven't went within. You haven't answered your calling. You're just trying to sound cool. Just like anything else with spirituality, you have people that just hear things and they repeat it because they're trying to sound cool, you know? But it's still boundaries to whatever it is. It's boundaries to your personal space, okay? And you still understand that no matter what it is, religion or spirituality, it's all about beliefs, okay? I see more than not people that try to straddle the fence, and they say that they believe in Jesus, but they also believe in the Orishas, and they believe in spirituality, you know, whether it's Santera, whether it's Ifi, you believe in, you know, the work, you believe in hoodoo and voodoo, but yet you believe in Jesus and you go to church. And so most people just, I look at people that captures the conversation, and they don't say anything, you know. And in Ifa, however you would want to, however your accent is, it's like, you know, they tell you to mind your business and keep your mouth closed, right, and continue to do your work. But I'm starting to see this as an operation, and we cannot allow the confused folks to taint our energy and taint, you know, what it is, or pass on false information and false news to those that are really trying to find the God within them, okay? So we are born gods, you know, especially our melanated folks, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're definitely born gods. And therefore, you have people like the alien invasion, right? You have all of these movies that talks about alien invasion and so on and so forth. I mean, because that's basically what happened. The white folks invaded, you know, us. They invaded, you know, they invaded America, right? They didn't find America. They're the four founders and things like this. The bullshit that they taught you guys, you know, if you look back to basically everything that's taught to you in history has been altered. Everything, even the stories about the people that they decide to make legends, right? There's always people before them, but those stories aren't talked about. It's a reason that, you know, they didn't make it. You know, Rosa Parks, she wasn't the first person to not get up on the bus. It was somebody before her, but that lady didn't get the light. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we have to be mindful of the shit that we're listening to when we are trying to understand. Spirituality is dead ass really simple, right? It's when you have your awakening and you understand the God within you, you find your destiny, right? You have the date that you were born, right? And that's your solar return, that you returning back to Earth to finish out your calling. And then you have the time when you find your destiny, when you find your true purpose, when you align with your higher self to know what it is that you are supposed to do. Whether it's high vibration or low vibration, because you have people here that accept the role of, you know, low vibrational energy, which is considered to be demonic energy, right, in the spiritual world. And they accept their role as being that, and, you know, they live out their purpose. You got some people that have struggled so long in their life that if the only thing for them to do to not struggle anymore in this lifetime and to make the people around them happy is them to sell their soul, then they sell their souls just to be in a better position instead of going out finding a way, right? Those people were brought here and born to be low vibrational energies, right? And so sometimes you have to realize, like they don't like to be sought after, they don't like to be understood. But keeping in mind that religion is organized, right? It's like they say, organized crime. You understand? That just as history has been rewritten, you know, religion has been rewritten due to the certain times that you're in to make sense, to control your mind, right? To make you feel as though that higher power is in control and that higher power is going to save you. There's nobody that can save you but yourself, okay? I hear a lot of Christian folks say, oh, if the Lord will, I be, listen, if it's your will, your destiny is already written. So if you wake up in the morning, it's because you still have purpose here that you have to follow your destiny. You have to continue on your destiny and your journey to be the greatest you, to find out your passion and your destiny. That's what you're supposed to do. So every day that you have that's already written, whether it's to you or 55, whether it's to your 86, it's already written for you. So you have to start learning and understanding that the power is within you and that you are the God. So if you are willing, you will get up in the morning. If you are willing to do the right things that is required of you to be better and to move forward, right, you're going to get up. I know that I hear people talk a lot about, oh, this accident happened. I have been in so many situations that are deemed accidents, that are deemed, okay, I'm supposed to be a victim. We're not victims, okay? When you understand spirituality, you understand that there's no such thing as a victim mentality. It's a survivor, okay? It's you being on your life path journey. Everything that happens to you is supposed to happen. That's the one thing that you got to understand, whether good or bad. It's supposed to fucking happen. Now, you're either going to take that shit, eat it up, and learn the lesson that you need to learn and ascend to a higher level, or you're going to take that baggage and keep it, and you're not going anywhere because you're allowing this baggage to hold you down. It's so many lessons that come along with this spirituality versus religion because of the way that a lot of things are looked at. But a lot of our spiritual aspects was taken from us and put in the Bible to make us understand, because our souls understand a certain type of language, right? These things are what we were doing, worshiping the Orishas, right? The Orisha of the sun, of the water, of the ocean, of the lake, you know, of the air, of the storms. This is what we were already worshiping. And so when they take that and then they put this in the Bible and then tweak it and then take everything from you that actually gives you your power and tell you that it's evil, and you pass this on from generation to generation to generation. And then when you finally get up, it's such a shock to you to see that these white folks have started this willy-lit shit all over again, and they're killing y'all, and they're not getting charged. And you got documents that say, you know, well, a crime against a black person is not really a crime to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? You can do certain things to black people that you can't do to other races and get away with. Black and Latinos, black and Hispanics, you can do things to us that you can't really do to other races that's here, Asians, whites, Chinese people, that you're charged completely different. So I think, like, America is starting to wake up and realize, like, y'all going too far. Why are we so different? Now, here to the situation of the wannabe cool crew, the opportunist people, right? You have certain people that get a little name, and then they say, okay, this is my cause, and I'm going to fight for this cause, right? And you're going for this cause, but you're not speaking up for the Orishas. You're not speaking up for anything. You're still saying you're going for this cause, and you're still, you know, hands high. What I see these protesters out in, we got to do better. And as soon as they say Jesus, I know that you're still controlled by the oppressor, right? So I know not to take you serious. You have a platform. You want to use that platform to bring more likeness to yourself. This is all a scam that people do. Like, okay, well, if I do this and people like me for this, then I'll get notoriety. Then I'll get people to buy what I'm buying. It's the same thing that was going on back when Martin Luther King was here. Did you know that Martin Luther King was actually on their side for a long time? That's why you had Martin Luther King in the pictures with all those white folks and doing all of these things, because he was on their side. He was working with them. And then when he finally realized that it was a scam, that's when they killed him, okay? When he finally woke up, that's when they killed him. But we as a people, we don't unify to awaken at the same time. It's always one-offs. You got these people over here that's woke, and then these people over here in a bigger group, they're still asleep. So the woke people look real different to the ones that still sleep, because they are used to the materialistic shit. They're used to the finance. They're used to, you know, all of this. So if everybody's saying, okay, well, they Christian and they Muslim and they, you know, Catholics and they like whatever. You're going to join that. You're going to join whatever everybody else is doing. But when you're spiritual, you're in your own zone. You're handling your own business because you know that you are the driving force. You know that the God that they speak about is within you. So to break this down, no, you cannot sit and say and tell me that you believe in Jesus and you are a Christian, but you understand the Orishas. You just can't. So I don't care what you read. Understand this. If I can tell you that somebody said something 50 years ago and I can prove it to you, and then somebody over on the other side that doesn't want that to be said, that doesn't want that to get out there, they're going to go and change that. They're going to go and delete that. They're going to have 10 people to say, no, that wasn't said. So if you got one person saying, hey, this is what was said, and then 10 people gang up because they have an agenda to say, oh, that did not happen, then what? The masses are going to believe. It's 10 to 1. Understand that's the same exact shit that goes on. So if you went and you read something that said it's okay for you to believe in Jesus and spirituality, I'm sorry, okay? Now, here's the thing, because here's where you probably misunderstood this whole concept. Understand that, you know, they in the Bible, they talk to you about Jesus and they talk to you about a devil, you know what I'm saying, and how the devil was once an angel and he got cast down to the pits of hell because of the things that he done. Do you understand? Jesus and the devil is the same person. When y'all say that y'all praising this God, this name called Jesus and this energy here, you know what I'm saying, and he died for all of us, Jesus and God, is Jesus and the devil is the same person, right? We all, you have to understand the just that we all have a light in our dark side. We all have a shadow side within us, and you have to embrace your shadow side to know we all have light and dark. We all have feminine and masculine. Some have more masculine than feminine and vice versa, right? Some have more light than dark. Some have more dark than light. But when you embrace who you are, you will get to understand the basis of what is going on. Now, if you believe in spirituality, then you understand that you are the God that you seek. You understand that there is a heaven above and there is a most high creator. But you understand that there's a lot of moving pieces that was hitting. And the main thing is when people represent the Orisha, they go back to their roots, right? And keep in mind, you have your chakras. Your first chakra, your number one chakra is your root chakra. Always go back to your roots. Always go back to your roots. Not the roots of the generation that you're in, but go back and follow your heritage and your ancestors. What did they do? They only knew Christianity, but you got to go back further. You have to balance yourself and understand this. And so when you tell me out there and you come and have a conversation with me, if you get mad at me, if you don't want to support my business, I'm perfectly fine with that. I don't give a shit, but it's not going to stop me from telling you that you're not right. It's not going to stop me from telling you that you are incorrect, okay? So this particular religion was given to our people in reference to the slave masters in order to control, to give us anything so that we don't understand our power. So when you tell me that you understand your power, but you're still believing in the slave master's religion, you're telling me that you still sleep, but you're trying to wake up. You're telling me that you're sleepwalking. That's what you're telling me. You telling me you sleepwalking around this motherfucker. I take spirituality very, very, very serious. I put a lot of time and work and energy before even coming out to spirituality because there are a lot of people that don't really understand it. And there are a lot of people out there that may not even agree with what I'm saying, and that's perfectly fine because the foundation of this is beliefs. It's what you believe. It's what you've researched. It's what you've known, and it's following your destiny and your calling. I'm a humanitarian by nature. This is what I do. My calling is to do my spiritual work and what I do. I have a whole business doing spiritual work. I have a whole business being able to see what's happening in somebody's past life, current life, and future life. That's my business. My business is my destiny. Right? And when I say business, I'm not talking about financial business. I'm talking about my business here on earth. My business here during this time, that's my business. That's my destiny. That's my calling. That's what I'm supposed to do. A lot of times, and for my spiritual folks that do tune in, when you hear somebody that's saying some shit that don't add up and don't align, man, stop that shit and be like, look, that don't sound right, okay? If they don't want to talk to you, listen, on this spiritual journey, it's a lonely journey. And you got a lot of people that you are going to lose on this spiritual journey because you don't believe in what they believe in, right? And that lets you know right there that they're not spiritual, because I got people that believe in a lot of different things that are around me, and hey, do what you do, right? Do what you do. But it just lets me know to what level to deal with you at. You know what I'm saying? Like I said in a class the other night, I said if somebody came and told me that they believe in Jesus and the Orisha, then that's somebody that I'm not, I know we don't have nothing in common because they still have growth, right? And it's not that you can't be cool with certain people that believe in certain things, but look at it like this, okay? When you're ascending, you're going up. The higher you go, the thinner the air is. You don't have time to carry baggage because it's going to hold you down from getting to where you need to go. So it's not that I dislike anybody that don't understand, that haven't grown, that doesn't understand the ascension portion of it. It's just that I have a solo mission here. You know what I'm saying? And regardless of what, I got to take my kids with me. Okay? Until they're grown and doing what they do, I got to take my kids with me. So they own this road here with me already. Anything else that doesn't serve me any good, any higher purpose, if you can't add value to my life like I can add value to your life, I really don't need it, and I really wouldn't care. Because more than likely, you can't add value to me. I was a born leader, right? So therefore, I'm going to automatically be the person that they're going to go to as opposed to the person that goes to them.
So,
I know. I said a lot.
Now that she's done, right?
Oh, shit.
Now that Black is done. This is the part where I ask a few questions. Black is going to answer the questions so that, you know, we can make things clear. Because words are open for interpretation, okay? Let's get one thing straight. I don't understand the backstory and the title. Okay, so Black said that the Jesus and the devil is the same, right? So Black will have to explain what does she mean when she say that, because words are open for interpretation. Are you literally saying that God, well, Jesus and the devil is the same, or are we just talking about metaphorically speaking as far as good side, bad side?
So for your questions that you are coming, so if I spoke a lot, right, and this is going to be one of those shows that y'all
it's
can go back and listen
questions.
To, that y'all can go back and listen to. So when I give these spiritual conversations, some things I'm going to elaborate on, and other things I want you to go. So I'm going to leave these words open for you to interpret them how you want to. Now, if I said something that intrigues your interest, then go and do your research and figure out where I came from. Spirituality is not me handing you whole book
Black
to say,
said a lot of
hey,
things,
this
right?
is what you need to
Black,
do.
You said a lot of
this
things,
is how you need to figure this out, or this is what I need for you to learn. This is not religion. In religion, they give it to you and say, go study this. I'm gonna tell you something, and when I tell you that, then you go do your own research.
So I was muted.
All right. Well, hello?
Oh, obviously. I was muted by Black, okay. So the thing is, like, Black did a lot of speaking, right? But then Black decided not to give examples of actually what
no,
the hell she was
I'm
talking
not.
About. Because
go do your research.
You said a lot of things.
Spirituality.
No. Listen, unfortunately, right, the topic, notice the first thing I said was that I was actually confused at the specifics to the topic. So what was the purpose or the backstory behind the topic? This is not a, hey, I'm going to say some shit, then you go do some research shit. This is, Black came up with a title as far as religion and as far as spirituality is concerned. And then Black decided to say, hey, nigga, if you ain't on this side, then you ain't shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
right.
It's like, wait a minute.
Okay.
So what is the purpose of asking a question? If
no, because I know
say,
you're
you
intelligent
on this side,
as fuck. That's why.
No.
I know
I'm not
you're
talking
very
about
intelligent.
Intelligent. We're not talking about
yes,
my intelligence.
We
we're talking about the simple fact
yes,
that
yes,
I asked a specific question, and he's like, well, just go research. I'm like, but wait a minute. I want to know what your interpretation is, because words are open for interpretation.
No.
See,
the question that you leave with after that.
Unfortunately, because you didn't already mute me. So unfortunately, right, words are open for interpretation. Sometimes, Black, you say things, and you don't say it in a manner that is conducive to anybody's understanding. So I asked a specific question because I wanted to know where you were going with it. You decide to say, well, I'm not going to answer that. You look it up. I'm like, well, hell, wait a minute. You're the leader because you're a born leader, so that means you're supposed to be able to articulate it in a manner so that I can either follow you or follow along with you. You see what I'm saying?
Teaching.
Religion,
okay.
All right. Now,
religion and spirituality.
That's two things now.
I'm not
let me catch up.
You're
going to keep adding
you
them onto my plate, right? So you already know my ADHD be kicking in and I can't remember all of the shit. So let me go to the first thing. Let me do the second thing and then you can keep going. Your first thing was that the title, Is It Acceptable to Believe in Religion and to Be Spiritual, did not make a lot of sense to you, so you were trying to get a understanding on what I was saying. But you led with, are you saying Jesus and the devil is the same person? So what? That wasn't the basis of the title, right? Can you be religious and spiritual at the same time was the basis of the title, which I answered that while I gave my spiel that no, that is not possible for you to believe in the universe and believe that God is within you and then still believe in Jesus. So that was around
words
there. Now, when I said is
spirituality,
I said Jesus
has,
and the devil,
has many different definitions. That's a problem.
Right.
See, unfortunately,
so
you need
when
understand.
I said that Jesus and the devil was the same person,
when
that's what
say,
you
when you
that's
say
what
spirituality,
you
talking about different chakras and shit. So what is your definition or your interpretation of spirituality?
You said I'm talking about
because
different chakras.
No, listen to me. Because unfortunately, right, you're not understanding the fact that your words are ambiguous. Because, see, your definition
of spirituality. If you can't understand, then go figure it out.
No. Stop. Listen to me. Because unfortunately, right, wars have been started due conversations of politics.
Okay, hold on, pause. Mo,
yes.
All right.
Yes.
So I already
I'll
knew I was going to have a debate with Smooth, right? So I need to chime in to the co-host really quick and get your viewpoint on what it is, and then I'll continue to go back and forth with Smooth. I already knew where
there
the resistance was going to come from before I started the show.
No,
being a leader,
this,
right,
this
doesn't mean that I need to.
Of the words you use.
Don't mean. Being a leader doesn't mean that I need to put myself out there for you to follow. I'm going to align my energy with where I need it to be. If you catch on, you catch on. If you don't, you don't, right? And that's just how that is. I'm not out here trying to purposely grab anybody for gravitation. I'm going to put it out there, and it's your job to do the research. Trust and believe me, when I found out about the Orishas, somebody sat down with me and watched a movie with me and talked to me for all of 10 minutes, and then said, go do your research. And I became the person that I am today, 10 minutes. And it's a difference because when you are used to a religion giving you everything, and you're like, well, what does this word mean and what does that mean? Go do your research because you're going to find out so much more. Dig deep down in the pages because they put a lot of bullshit at the top. So, yeah, let's go to Mo.
So,
all right. So,
yeah, this is a deep topic. You know what I'm saying? And it's thick. You know what I'm saying? You said a lot of stuff. So the air got real thick. The energy got real thick.
Yeah.
So I think Smooth is trying to lighten the load a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Just to be honest, that's just the energy I get right now from our conversation. But to answer, I can't answer the question for you because you know that's you, but. My interpretation of what you were saying, Smooth, my interpretation of what you just asked, Black, as far as Jesus and the devil being the same thing, my interpretation is this. It's two different sides to the same coin. You know, you got heads, you got tails. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same coin, but it's got two different sides.
You motherfucking muted me? Really? Now you want to unmute me 5 minutes later?
No, you've been unmuted. We've been hearing you, Smooth. I've been hearing you. So you know
go,
mean?
Mo, go.
Yeah. So now, just to get back to the topic, right, is it acceptable to believe in religion and be spiritual? This is, look, who am I to say what's acceptable or not? You know what I'm saying? It's up to just divine and the universe to see if that's acceptable. You know what I'm saying? So you'll just see. I think it'll just feel, you just go what you feel. So when it comes to religion, right, you got to look at it like this, in my opinion. Like, it's needed, unfortunately. I mean, I don't want to say unfortunately, but it's needed. It is. If you just really break it down like this. All right, I'm going to elaborate. If you ever study, like, 5%ers, right, like I kind of dabbled in that a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because that's where I got some sacred geometry, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? I know you into numerology. Only kind of I'm like numerology and tarot. I'll let you have that. You know what I'm saying? That's not really my thing. I respect it, but you know, just how religion and stuff like I know what I gravitate towards too, right?
Right.
So,
right.
So if we're talking like the 5% religion, that's kind of like what you're speaking on. What you're speaking on, black, is like 5% knowledge, right? So if you break it down, the whole is 100%, right? So 10% has this knowledge, and they just use it to their advantage. You know what I'm saying? They put their
right.
will out there, and they just, you know, that's how this world spins, basically. You know what I'm saying? The 10%ers. The 5% know it, and just, you know, we, you know, the poor righteous teachers, you know what I'm saying? Like you try to just give people knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, but certain people can't grasp it. You know what I'm saying? They can't because there are the 85%. That's the cattle. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's only one person that can lead cattle. You know what I'm saying? Like, or they'll be scattered. You know what I'm saying? So the 85% is the cattle, and that's the religion. You know what I'm saying? So that's just got to have. That's just the way this unit. That's just the way this world is.
I'm so
you know what
proud
saying?
Of
so,
you. Exactly,
yeah, no.
and see, so that's where we're going. I knew the resistance was going to come from Smooth. That's why I said, let me get Mo.
Yeah.
I know you had some good shit to say, right? And
yeah,
so
yeah.
That's how this world is currently ran, the same way that Mo just explained it, right? 2022 and beyond, you're looking at the Great Awakening, right? So those 85% that has to be led, right, that are the cattle, right, with that person leading them, that number is going to get smaller because people are starting to awaken and realizing who they are. So that number of that 5%, it's really the 5% that takes this information and they use it for their own free will, which is how you get Hollywood, right? The magic, the black magic, the darkness, and coming into Hollywood and making it and being successful, you have to give something, you have to sacrifice, you have to put yourself in a position that if you ever, you know, turned on them, you know, they would be able to ruin you and so on and so forth, right? That's those people out there, right? And then right now you have the 10% that is pushing these people saying, okay, you got to use your third eye, you got to use your chakras because that's what we were all born with, right? A chakra system, right? We got to use our chakras, we got to align ourselves, we got to tap into that inner being. So that 85% number is going to get even smaller, right? Now, if we went on the format that you specifically just said, which is how we've been running, right, we will never, ever, ever get anywhere, and we will continue the same cycle. That's not what's happening, especially with this new generation. That's not what's happening. Keep in mind that everything that they see that you hold sacred, that's what they use to control you with, right? It used to be women. Now men want the same equal rights as women do. So now that's not sacred. Women and children, that's not sacred, right? Right now the top thing that's sacred is technology, right? And so now that's what they're using to control you. They're using to control the way that you see things. They're putting everything in front of you. They're trying to reprogram your brain based on the technology, making sure that you have all of these devices and shit going on, right? It's a whole control mechanism. That 10% now is moving to awaken. We're moving. We're enlightening. We're saying, listen, I can sit down and I can give you all of the knowledge in the world that you want, right? But you won't know where it come from. That's at the beginning. That's why I said the people that they hear things from others and then they just run with it, so they don't know when to step in and when not to step in, right? And so they just continue to repeat what they say. They just continue to regurgitate what they're saying without doing the research. Those people will be weeded out, right? But the people that actually went in and do the research, that's why we tell you, if you want to know why I said something, go research. Go dig deep the same way that I did years. So you go dig deep and find out why I feel the way. Now, in reference to you saying it's up to the divine and spirituality, when you get into spirituality, right, spirituality as a whole, it's being one with the universe. It's no different types of spirituality. It's being one with the universe, okay? You understanding your power here. You understanding that you are a divine creation. You understand what I'm saying? You're a spiritual being having a human experience. We are nearly spirits that have possessed a body. That's why taking care of your temple is so important. So when you understand the just fully, of spirituality. And, Mo, I know that you're not all the way there. I do know that you do a lot of research, which is a good thing, and you will get there. But when you understand the gist of spirituality, you will understand that spirituality and religion does not go together. So you have people.
No, wait, hold on. I never said, let me clarify that. I said religion is needed. And I said, is it accepted? I mean, that's whoever's interpretation. But it is two different things. Religion, if you're religious, that means you're a follower. You're a follower of something. When you're spiritual, that means, you know, like you said, you're one with the universe. So there's definitely a difference. I'm just answering your question. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely spiritual. I am not religious. You know what I'm saying? But
no,
they don't go together hand in hand, so that's the straddling. No, but hold on. Remember, if you are God, here's a situation. I can grab certain things. Like, I can get deep on this conversation. I'm just freestyling this. This is off the top of the dome. But spirituality, when you grasp that you're one with nature and one with the universe, that's power. You know what I'm saying? And remember I told you, like, I'm learning my superpowers and I'm understanding my superpowers, but you can't do too much because that's when you become the villain. There's so many different parables to different things. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is, where was the part we was at? So, like I said, religion. Okay, here's where I'm going to go with this. It's jewels and everything. So don't think that you could just, or you can, but you can shapeshift, if that kind of makes sense. Meaning that, but you got to be careful with this. You can find jewels in certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll never just say, I'm not a religious person. I'm not going to be going to church every Sunday and stuff like that. But every so often, you know, if my wife, who's still Christian, if, you know, one day she want to go to church, I'll go. Now, I'm not going to get everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be downloading all the information because this is not going to stick, because I know I'm on a higher thinking or higher just light. You know what
I'm
saying?
Right. I get 100%. 100%.
Yeah, yes. But I can still catch jewels. Like most of these preachers, they can't interpret it to me no more. I can just see right through the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, I don't want to say I know too much because knowledge is infinite, but I just have a level of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that I can just see through a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But
exactly.
Every so often, you know, there is somebody that can interpret, the Bible, so to speak. You know, because it's
that
terrible.
You will have,
you know,
that somebody that will have something to say that touches, that grabs you.
Yeah,
so listen,
yeah,
I'm like this. Like, I can see something on social media and I can hear a preacher or something saying, listen, we're all spiritual beings having a human experience. So
exactly.
Yes, you can learn something from anybody, right? Because your spirit is talking to the other spirit, right? This person is using their body to get the point across because that's how we are able, most are able to recognize the other one. A lot of people can't recognize spirits, right? But if you can recognize spirits, then you know that someone can be talking and say something, and it speaks to your spirit, right? So I can see a pastor something say something, and I'll like it, and I'll support it. Like, yeah, that spoke to my spirit. He was on it, right? But when it comes down to religion, right, and me going to a church, I'm not doing that. You're not to one of their churches.
Not,
now, if it's something in reference to the Orisha, I don't care who's going, I'm not going, because that's not, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, if you understood how powerful you were, you would think and move completely different. If you knew how powerful your words are, you would mind what
Based
comes
things,
out
yes.
of your mouth.
That's a fact.
If you
That's
knew how powerful your presence is, you would mind the places that you allowed yourself to be, okay? If you knew how powerful your thoughts were, you would mind the information that you allow to get into your head. You would mind the thoughts that you would allow to pass, right? And so knowing those three simple things, right, will trump all of that. My presence is too important to go into a church, right? Even if something happens, I don't want them to have nothing for me. Have it for me at the park because I'm one with nature. You know what I'm saying? Like it's too powerful for me to go and sit down and think that someone that is already blinded can you know, lead me anywhere. It's all about understanding you as far as medical. Anything that's wrong with you is put here on this earth. They're altering all of our way of living because they're trying to take control. They're working on these plots and these plans and all these different things. It's so weird how you can look at these games on PS5 and I think it's what is the game that he was playing? Detroit Human. And Detroit Human on PS5, and it's about, you know, families that go and get these robots, and these robots are, you know, they are the maids and babysitters and things like that. They go buy it and program it to do what it wants. The future, right? All these Android bots, you know what I'm saying? And these things are the future of how, you know, they perceive us to be living. You know, not expensive at all to go get one. So they're going to make it very easy for you to get a robot to get in your house for another form of intelligence, right? And so when people be like, oh, well, they're not going to have robots to do all of that. They got Alexa. They got Google. They got all of these things. They're already robots. Well, they're just not in the form of looking like something that you can recognize.
True. I mean, look, I just said it not too long ago. I mean, is technology really magic? And I think it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, from my perception, and it's just about all how you use that magic to your advantage. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to embrace it. You know what I'm saying? You can be scared of it. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't going nowhere. So it's just
it is magic. I just said that anything that we hold sacred is
and
what is used against us. And it's
too.
Always it
look,
was women and children. That's not sacred no more. You know what I'm saying? Look at it. Everywhere you look on social media, you can see ass and titties. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, if I feel like posting a booty cheek, I'm going to post it because I'm in tune with my feminine energy. And ladies, don't let no man tell you what you can and cannot post. If he that goddamn insecure, then you don't need to be around him. A man should not tell you or try to control you. That's not his duty. His duty is to do what he's supposed to do, protect and provide. Your duty is to nurture. You know what I'm saying? If whatever you feel sexy in, do what you do. Keep in mind that people are coming from way too many different backgrounds and intermingling with energies and trying to say, well, as a woman, you should do this. Bitch, ain't you? Didn't you come from the banana boat? How you can tell me? You can't. I mean, and that's just real. You can't be no Indian or not no Indian, but you can't come from India and tell me what my culture should be and how I should present myself. You can't come to me from Haiti and tell me that, you know, as a black woman, you supposed to do this. We come from two different cultures. That's my point. I love everybody, but stay in your lane and let me stay in mine. You know what I'm saying? But the moral of the story is, understand who you are, and you will understand how beautiful spirituality is, how becoming one with the universe, you're not worried about what's happening. You're not worried about any of that. You're staying in your own lane. You're doing your work. You're manifesting, understanding what they're using to control you, this technology. Technology is the big thing now. So now they're going to take this technology, the metaverse, Facebook, Android bots, right, all this crap that's coming out. I don't have my children have Alexa on their tablet, right? And the one TV that had Alexa on it in the house, my 3-year-old, he messed it up, right? It's not broke, but it's just not messed up, so it's not working. I haven't reprogrammed it, right? And I said, you know, that was a meaning. Do I have Alexa in here? Do I have Google in here? I don't even set that shit up on my phone because I understand what is being used to control us, right? The technology portion. When they couldn't go to church, okay, no problem. Well, we're going to hold church online and you can still pay your tithes, right? If I got to invest that much into anything to where I got to pay you 10%, give you a love offering and this offering and that offering, I might as well continue to invest in my ancestors and continue to invest in myself on my spiritual journey to be great so that I can be fulfilled at the end of my journey. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to helping you get rich. Because, see, you don't need a big-ass temple. You need a temple that can hold you up, which is your body. That's all. You know, but again, to wrap it up, because I know we're coming to the end. We got 2 minutes before Mo takes over the show. No, you cannot be religious and spiritual at the same time. That lets me know that you do not completely understand your, what Mo said, power. You know what I'm saying? You're not understanding what is happening right now. So it is totally your choice to do whatever it is that you want to do. But I'm going to say to you, you need to do some more research. You need to do some more shadow work. To me, I call it straddling. It's people that they're being called for to complete a journey, but they've been taught this whole Jesus story. So they like, well, I'm going to keep Jesus in the mix so I don't be wrong and my soul won't burn, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to go and try to explore the spirituality and become one myself. To me, that's just what it sounds like. You understand me? Understand when you know, as Mo told you guys before, I'm into numerology. I'm not as deep, you know, as I need to be, and I'm working on that, like, really. I do a lot of research on that. But if you understand your life path number, okay, that will help you find your mate. That will help you on your journey. That will let you know how many more times you got here, right? How many more times your spirit has to come back here. So you worried about, like they teach you, okay, if you don't do right, then your spirit gonna burn in fire while you're here. We have life paths, okay? And you have to complete these life paths, these life cycles. So if you are, like, snap in the middle and you four, you add up your birthday and your number's four, baby, you still coming back. You ain't got to worry about burning nowhere, honey. You go, when you die, however long it take, time does not exist in the universe. You coming back to this earth, to whatever this earth is, and you're going to keep living it out until you get to where you're going. So understand your life path number, and we'll give you a whole lot of understanding. But let's stop straddling the fence. Either you believe in yourself or you don't. I really don't have time for all of the I'm indecisive. Either I'm in or I'm out. You know what I'm saying? When you are being called, you are being called, and you wonder why a lot of things in your life is not adding up. You can't get the things that you want. Your love life not going good. You can't keep no money. Your business not going well because you're straddling the fence. You got to pick a side and stand true to it. Straight up, because when you start dabbling in the spiritual world, you got to either come all the way in or you're going to be all the way out, but it's not going to be in the in-between. You're not going to have one foot in spirituality and one foot in religion and think that you straddle in the fence. Try walking with both of your legs spread apart for a long distance.
I think,
it ain't going to work.
I think what happens in most cases, you know what I'm saying, like, it's divine, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's an energy or the intuition will lead you one way or another, you know what I'm saying? So I just think, you know, but you can get jewels from just certain things, you know what I'm saying?
Right, you can listen to what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, to avoid me getting cussed out, right, because I'm finna, you know, I'm going to allow you to start your real famous chop up, I'm going to let you hear the rambling because I'm going to put the phone down because Smooth is going to come on the line cussing like a sailor, right?
Oh,
but
oh,
I already knew that. You know,
you?
I can have those conversations with him, you know. I just wasn't in it for him tonight to dominate the conversation.
Well, I want to hear what Smooth got to say before I get into the world famous chopper before we put a period
on. Okay, okay. So we're going to let Smooth cuss, y'all. So, you know, Smooth is the house Negro, and he don't have no filter. So when he come back on here, he going to be wide the fuck open, okay? And so I'm going to sit here, I'm going to listen, and then Mo, when he get done, you go into the real famous chop up.
There we go. That's how we do. Smooth the hustler.
No, so I'm unmuted now.
Yeah, I can hear you. I was wondering why I didn't hear you. I guess you did mute you. But I mean, I heard
yeah,
mostly.
Yeah.
I wanted to get back to you.
For a while now.
I wanted to get back to, you know, before I get into the world famous chopper.
No,
you
no,
have
no,
any, like,
no,
final
no,
comments?
No, 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 no. We're going to just agree to just leave this topic alone because
okay.
Apparently we can't have this conversation. We are unable to have this conversation as far as being able to learn from each other, right?
No, wait, hold on.
I can't feed. No, 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 stop. I can't feed off you just like you can't feed off me when it comes down to attempting to understand where we're going with our words, right? So what we're going to do, we're going to allow me to calm down.
Okay. Okay.
And we'll just
turn the page.
We're just going to go into the world famous chop up.
Okay.
But, you know,
hey,
black be my nigga.
I respect that.
You know what I'm saying?
I respect that.
Black Wall
you
be my
nigga.
And
black can agree to disagree, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
I was not agreeing to disagree. It's just agreeing that at this particular time, I mean, this is not.
I was trying to mediate. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to.
No, there's no mediating. This is how this works, right? So you can't have. You can't negotiate with somebody if you don't have the same amount of power. You see what I'm saying? So there is no negotiating when they just don't have the same amount of power. Right. So I can't mute you. You can't mute me. So
okay.
I'm going to say some shit. And my motherfucker ain't going to hear it, and then I'm going to get muted. I'm like, wait a minute, what the fuck? So how about we just talk about what's going on in the world, man? What's going on in the world, Mo?
All right. Well, look, perfect segue. So to the peoples out there, you know what I'm saying? It might be your first time listening or somebody just put you onto the show. This is the world-famous chop-up. So for anybody that's new to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to talk my shit on things that I thought was interesting throughout the week, man. So, you know, we had a heavy topic tonight, so I'm ready to lighten it up a little bit, get into some just things that's been kind of interesting to me. So first and foremost, man, I just want to give a quick rest in peace, man, to like three just OGs. You know what I'm saying?
Betty
one is
White.
Very close to me.
One
yeah,
better,
about,
man, better than me.
Yeah, I'm about to run it down, man. Three OGs in my life that just kind of, you know, this was 2021 was their calling, but they left their mark. So, you know, first and foremost, you know, on August 8th, my birthday, you know what I'm saying? My grandmother transcended, you know what I'm saying? And being that I had this, like, 2 weeks to myself, I really got a chance to get some deep thought, meditation, and all that, and reflection and all that. And, you know, she was like the Madam C.J. Walker to my family, you know what I'm saying? And 90 years, you know what I'm saying? It's right after her birthday. She's a Gemini, August 8th, you know what I'm saying? I got a chance to see her right before she transitioned. So that's it, you know. So that was it, man. But she was a life well-lived, man. And I'm going to put it like this, because two things really, really caught my attention that was like, man, wow. All right, so anybody remember Coming to America, right? Part 2 came out early this year, right? Coming to America Part 2 came out earlier this year. And James Earl Jones, his character, right? I don't know if anybody saw it. Most people saw it. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like it did pretty well. It wasn't as good as the first one, obviously. It's a classic, but they did the best they could do. Shout out to Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall. But anyway, James Earl Jones, he about 90 now too. But one of the part of the movie that caught me was like he had a grand celebration. And right after the grand celebration, remember they brought out En Vogue and it was just over the top. You know what I'm saying? And then right after the celebration, he was like, okay, I can die now. You know what I'm saying? And he just passed away peacefully. That's kind of how I felt my grandmother was, you know what I'm saying? Because when I went back to her funeral, you know what I'm saying, which was in a church, but that's why I said, you know, you gotta be able to, you know, walk the line sometimes. But anyway, because she was a Christian, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I got a chance to see her reflection, you know what I'm saying? It was the most beautiful funeral I've ever been to because it was like a family reunion. And then, you know, we had the video of, like, just pictures and everything, music to it. So it was just great, man. And you just saw how much she was a matriarch of our family. So I say that to say this. So on Christmas Day, right, you know I'm a big football fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm a huge football fan. My Browns just got eliminated from the playoffs today, but, you know, it is what it is, man. So now I'm just a fan of the league. But anyway, I've been watching football. Probably my pops and my grandfather put me on to it. I remember the 85 Bears. It was like the first season I can really remember. Like the 85 Bears, man, that was a tough team, man. Mike Dick and all that. And then I got this game called Tecmo Bowl, the Super Tecmo Bowl on Nintendo. And that taught me like a lot of this stuff about the game. Yeah, Super Tecmo Bowl. Tecmo Bowl taught me a lot, man. Shout out to the 49ers back in the day. That was my team on Tecmo Bowl. One game I mastered, right? So that just set the stage, you know what I'm saying, for my whole football thing. And then, you know, at the time, you know, I'd be watching the games, and this guy, John Madden, man, like – this guy, and it's never been the same since he retired, man. This guy could call a game. Like, most games now, like, I just turn – if I'm watching, I'll turn music on and, like, just turn the volume down and just watch the game in the background with the music playing. You know, like if you went to a bar or something. Because I just know the game now. I don't need to have somebody interpret it, much like religion. You know what I'm saying? I guess when you go to church, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to have somebody tell me all about this. I can get my own parables through the Bible. But anyway, John Madden was just a great teacher. And – you know, so I guess what I'm getting at is
I watched his special. You know, I was at the house, you know what I'm saying? Christmas Day, I'm chilling. I ain't doing too much, you know what I'm saying? Just fix me something to eat, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, let me just watch this special. And that was a dope special, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the specials really broke down how he was a coach of the Raiders back in the 70s, had, like, one of the highest winning percentages ever as a coach, won a Super Bowl, then retired. Retired young, man. Retired, like, in his 40s. And then he got into broadcasting in the 80s. And that's where I started to know him, you know, watching football and watching the way he talked about a game or whatever. And then, of course, what changed the game as far as modern day video games, you know what I'm saying? We went from the Nintendo era to the PlayStation, the Xbox era, was Madden. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to say a rest in peace, because it was like I went to his funeral. You know what I'm saying? He was like just a part of my youth. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't know he was going to pass away, but I was just honored that I got a chance to just watch this, and I felt like I was invited to the funeral, much like my grandmother's. And, you know, but 85 years, so I just want to say big rest in peace to John Madden, man. He was, you know, for any football fan out there, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't know nigga was still alive, man. I thought nigga been dead. I was surprised when the nigga said he was dead. I was like, what? He was alive? I ain't seen the nigga so long. I could have sworn the nigga been dead.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he retired. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, I know you're not, you know, boxing is your thing, but
I thought the nigga was dead.
Yeah, but you know, the game lives on, man. But I just wanted to say rest in peace. And, you know, he died 85 years, you know what I'm saying? And it was like, what, a couple, like he died 2 days after Christmas, you know what I'm saying? So he got a chance to see a special.
3 days
on TV,
after Christmas,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, so he got a chance to get his flowers, but just like my grandmother and the character in Coming to America, James Earl Jones' character, it's like he knew it was time, you know what I'm saying? So I just think that's the way to go, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, as we get wiser, you kind of come to grips with, you know, this is, like Black said, we're all just spiritual beings having a human experience, you know what I'm saying? And one day your time is going to come. And I just hope, you know what I'm saying, that I can just transition in a similar fashion, you know what I'm saying? When I'm just ready, all right. I did my time here, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready to transition to the next phase of my spirituality, you know what I'm saying? That's the way to do it. And then, so that's person number two. And then Betty White. Wow. And this was just so, the synchronicity of the universe and everything is amazing, man, because she died 99 years old on New Year's Eve. Like, wow. And, you know, Betty White, Golden Girls, man. I just know her from Golden Girls. I know she's been an actress for a long time, but just funny as hell.
Turn 100.
Yeah, she was about to, yeah, she was just getting ready to turn 100, but I guess she was just ready. And it was her time, man. But, you know, just a funny lady, man. And she was like everybody's just other grandmother, you know what I'm saying? So rest in peace, man. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to those OGs who definitely left a legacy. But you know, when you reach that age, you don't even feel sad. You know what I'm saying? You just feel glad that you got a chance to kind of share in their life. So I just wanted to touch base on that. Let me see here. So what else we got in the world famous chop up? So switching gears, man, I'm going to get into some music reviews real quick. So I told you about the Nas last week, Magic album, dope.
Don't forget the Mac probably died yesterday.
To it. Who?
The Mac died yesterday.
The Mac? Max Julian?
No, the Mac, man. M-A-C. The M-A-C-K, the movie, the Mac.
The Mac, okay. Yeah.
The nigga died yesterday.
Hold on, but I'm just trying to tell you. I'm trying to ask you.
Goldie. Dead, man. Goldie's
dead? But do you know what his real name was? It wasn't
Man,
Mac.
His name was. I know, but it
Max
was.
Max Julian.
It was something. Man,
Max
I had
Julian.
The nigga name. I had the nigga name earlier.
Max Julian is his name. I'm telling you. That's what I said. Max Julian's like, nah, the Mac. I'm like, Max Julian? You're like, nah, the Mac. I'm like, yeah, Max Julian. Which
well,
is...
fuck it, Julian, whatever.
Man, rest in peace, man. That's one of the. You ever seen that movie?
A few times,
yeah. Nah, definitely a classic, man. Classic 70s movie. Big shout out to Richard Pryor.
Pretty Tony. He's another one of my favorite characters in that movie, man. Mac, damn. That's crazy, man. Goldie, man. He said
we're
going to
pimp you around the rest haven for hoes.
Yeah, man. My man was just smooth with it, man. Yeah. Definitely, man. I'm going to have to bring that DVD out. I got that, like, packed away somewhere, man. I'm going to have to watch it again and give a toast. Yeah, man. So many people dying, man. You can just kind of tell that it's a changing of the guard, man. So that's why I just said, you know, just... You know, whatever you want to do in life, man, get out here and do it, man, because the time is now. That's why I said don't get afraid and get caught up and it's just, oh, it's technical and different. You just got to adjust and adapt, man, and make it work for you and just go. You know what I'm saying? Don't get caught up in, oh, woe is me and, you know, that pessimistic mind state. Optimism, man. The glass is half full, not half empty. Remember that. You know what I'm saying? So just wanted to say that. Oh, another thing that piqued my interest, man, I got to shout out my wife on this one. Because VH1, you know, we watch our reality shows, you know what I'm saying? So, but, of course, my wife has been in Cleveland for, like, the last week and a half, 2 weeks. And I've just been, you know, cooling out in Brooklyn. So one of the reality shows that we watch, I kind of canceled it, but I might go back because I see dude got some counseling and so maybe, you know, he'll do better. But like I said, I can't stand fuckery. You know what I'm saying? I use discernment, like, quickly. You know what I'm saying? If I see somebody just putting out that not proper energy, I don't even want that shit to drip on me. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm a stand clear. So I kind of canceled, Black Ink Crew in Chicago. I told you the dude, you know, the main dude there, I wasn't kind of feeling this energy this year. But, you know what I'm saying? I might go back and, you know, watch the episodes because I think he got some counseling from – it's been a few episodes I missed, you know, when I was on VH1. But I say that to say this. So I'm chilling, and my wife hit me up one day, and she was just like, oh, what you doing, blah, blah, blah. And we was chit-chatting. She was like, yo. She was like, oh, you know, I'm here in Cleveland watching this, and I'm watching Love and Hip Hop, and it's like a reunion or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay. They must have knew that I wasn't fucking with VH1 right now. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, long story short, so it was a Love and Hip Hop reunion, right? And that's been my shit, man. Like, it's been like 3 episodes. So I got a chance to binge watch the 3 episodes while I was just kind of, you know, had some free time or whatever. But here's the reason why I'm bringing this to the world famous Chop Up. It's a tremendous character study, you know what I'm saying, of just culture, you know what I'm saying? Because what's interesting about this is because of the whole COVID situation and the things that we got going on, they just invited a bunch of different people from all the different seasons of Love & Hip Hop. And Love & Hip Hop been around 10 years now, since I think 2012 was when it launched. If I'm not mistaken, I might be a little off on that. But so they got 10 years of relationships, of data. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of how like everything else that we have going on right now. It's just, you know, digital data on everything, you know what I'm saying, right? Analytics. So I say that to say this. What's cool about it is, so just to setting it up for the people who maybe haven't watched it. So for 2 weeks, they got invited to this, like, kind of resort in San Diego. So I always love, like, these reality shows, too, especially when I go to cities I've never been, because I get a chance to just kind of see, like, okay. You know, that's why I always open up, because the United States is always number one as far as our listeners. That's the home team. But I always open up with, like, shout out to all the fly cities, man, because that's what's so dope about the United States, man. If you get out of this pessimistic mind state and get out here and just start traveling and living life, you see the United States really got a lot to offer, a lot of opportunities in different places. You know what I'm saying? If one city ain't doing you well, find your niche somewhere else, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Figure it out. Travel. You know what I'm saying? Migrate. So anyway, so they got invited out there. So 2 weeks. So as I'm watching this, I was just kind of blown away, man, because I'm gonna kind of just try to sum it up. So I'm not bigging up nothing in particular, but it's just a melting pot, a gumbo, so to speak, of just different personalities and relationships. So you got the gays, right? You got this dude Bobby, who's Trina's cousin from Miami, gay dude, right? Then you got this one dude, Dominican dude, gay dude from New York. He's like one of the hosts of it, right? Hold on, but it's more. It's more.
There's more.
One more. Then you got this dude, what's his name? Zell Swag, whatever. I think he's from like Detroit or somewhere. Bisexual dude. He was like Tierra Marie's cousin. So they got that. So, you know, they kind of brought them in, right? So then you go into the marriage part, right? So they got my guy, ain't really my guy, but, you know, like, I respect the one song he had back in the day, but Peter Guns. And I kind of respect his kind of situation, kind of like you in a way, Smooth. You know what I'm saying? He got two baby mothers on the show.
No, Peter, me and that nigga ain't fat. No.
Okay, well, he got a lot of baby mothers and kids and stuff like that. Anyway.
Yeah, but that nigga get caught up in some bullshit. Nope. No.
Well, all right, hear me out, though. This is why I said it's an interesting character.
Oh, no, that nigga.
So, hold on, but look. No. So they invite Peter Guns and both of his wives, right? So, you know, when he first came on the show, he was with this one chick. I forgot her name. But then he was living with her. They had a kid, whatever. He wasn't married.
Amina Butterfly.
No, but then he met Amina Butterfly. And while he was still living with the one chick, married Amina Butterfly, who was like a half black, half German. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, that was the one he married, though.
Yeah, that's the one he married. So they brought both of them, so her and the first one, first baby mother.
Yeah,
there,
yeah,
so
but
that,
he only married Amina Butterfly, though.
Exactly, but they still, I'm just saying, it's a character study. So, yeah, so they got them, and then they're getting a divorce at the same time, so they was having, like, a divorce party. So then, you know what I'm saying? So then you got the baby mother type of shit. Or no, before I even get into that, you got the marriage couple that's going through trouble and this filing for divorce. So that was what's his name? Safari. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Nicki Minaj, her ex. So you know he got a kid with what's the Spanish Dominican chick? You know what I'm saying? I can't think of her name right now. Erica Mena. Erica Mena. So they got her here. So they go into their divorce, and they got two kids. So now you got the Spanish culture, too, because I told you the one gay dude, he's like Dominican. And so now you got Erica Mena, who's Dominican, half Dominican, half Puerto Rican. That's always a nice little mix, some New York Bronx type shit. Get a lot of those in the Bronx, BX. Shout out to the Bronx for that. And then – so they got them there, right? You know, they just had two kids and going through a divorce. So you got that situation. Then you got, what's it, Joe Button's baby mother. Can't think of her name. My Dominican chick. She was kicking it with the Erica Mena chick on some lesbian
shit. That was Erica's bitch at first.
Yeah. So they got those.
That was Erica's bitch
at first. To all the people, this is a melting pot of just situations. They're all in one place.
Yeah, that
then,
was 10.
Sin. So they got her.
Oh, man,
here.
I used to love watching them hoes get naked together.
Exactly.
That's old school love in hip-hop New York. Yeah.
So you got that tension. And then, you know, you bring in some sports that brought in the dude, Booby Gibson. Shout out to Booby. He used to play with the Cavs back in the day with LeBron. So you brought him, man. He's a single dude. He's just trying to get his, you know, he's just trying to get his swerve on out there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, but it's just a note. And then you got in the other Creep Squad. I think that's what they call it. You know what I'm saying? That was Peter Guns. What was his homeboy? The dude that used to manage a lot of the different people, Rich Dollars. So they bring him in. And then the other dude, I can't ever fuck with his energy, but he's just a weird dude, man. Always doing some stupid shit. But the boyhead Spanish dude, Cisco. And then the other chick that's hosting it is what's her name, man? That did the sex tape in Atlanta. What's her name? Mimi. So then they got her, and she's like one of the hosts. You know, some sex tape situation. Stevie J is supposed to be coming in. So I say that to say this.
Yeah, Stevie was original Creep Squad.
Exactly.
But they just wound up picking
the
name from Atlanta and putting that bitch in New York.
There,
yeah,
right? Yeah, so I was just watching this like, what the fuck, man? All these different personalities and energies and situations and flirtations and parenting and then it's then you got the little short chick, man, that used to do the one chick's hair from Escape, T.I.'s wife. I can't think of her. Shaquana, I think, or Shekinah, so whatever. So you bring her in. So now you got the Southern Atlanta, and then you got the New York swag with the Creep Squad, New York. So it's such a fishbowl.
Somebody's daughter about to get fucked.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, and then was ill. You already got to do Rich Dollars, who used to bang out Erica Mena. He already see that her and Safari got situated, you know, going through these situations. So you're already trying to creep in. It's just an interesting character study. I was just like, what the fuck, man? This is right on time for me. So I was like, man, so, I mean, I watched the first three episodes like it was nothing, man. So I can't wait for episode four and just see how this all shapes up, man. So I just love it. You know, that's my guilty pleasure, man. These reality shows is like just character studies, man, for me. When you just watch it with a different eye, you really learn some shit. You know what I'm saying? About just human culture, human nature, relationships. So I just wanted to shout that out, man. So that's definitely been on my watch list. Been zoning out to that. Now, as far as music, did you get a chance to listen to the Nas or nah? Probably not, right?
No, I ain't even tried looking at that book.
You ain't even tried it. Anyway, anyway, dope album. But some other
I forgot, actually.
Check it out. I thought you was just dissing it or whatever. I forgot this. Check it out, man. I remember the subject. Yeah, I definitely want to get your take on that, man. But, you know, some other shit that I just wanted to shout out, man, from your area, man. Shout out to Currency. I mean, he's definitely one of my favorite rappers, man. To me, I'm going to say Currency is like, yeah, Spitter, man, this dude is like Sammy Davis Jr. of our generation, man. Meaning that he got his own situation going on in New Orleans, man. I like that vibe, man. I got New Orleans is definitely on my watch list as far as travel, man. New Orleans and Memphis. I'm going to hit one of these spots up this year, man. I'm not sure which one just yet, but New Orleans and Memphis really been grabbing me in Chicago, too, as far as Midwest. But
nigga, you by yourself. I ain't fucking with Memphis. Hell no. You crazy?
Nah, I got a guy. Shout out to my homie Aldo.
Memphis
anyway,
grinding, though. You a bad
anyway,
motherfucker.
Some people say that about New Orleans, too. Depends on, you know, your perception and, you know, you at, I guess. But anyway, I say that to say this. So shout out to Currency, you know what I'm saying? To me, he got his own Rat Pack, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know, back in, you know, what, the 50s or whatever, in Vegas, where you had Sammy Davis Jr. and John, what's his name? The Did It My Way dude. Hold on, I wrote this down. Because I was really Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, right? That's how I'm kind of looking at Currency, man, down in New Orleans right now with his whole lounge thing. So I've been zoning out to Pilot Talk 4, you know what I'm saying? You know, Currency, this dude dropped like an album every month, man. I mean, his work ethic is crazy, and it's always fly. It's just some fly, cool, smoked out, chill, getting money, good vibes, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm about, being fly, you know what I'm saying? Shout out the whole Jet Life and all that other shit, right? But, so I fuck with him. Out of his clique, I fuck with him. I like Young Roddy, and then another dude that I just got put on to, I don't know if you hit to him, what's his name, Fendi P. Shout out to Fendi P. I've been zoned out to a couple of his albums. So Fendi P, he gave me that whole kind of Pimp C modern day type vibe. So I just wanted to shout out that, man. Like, you know, as far as, you know, just my reviews on music this year, I just wanted to really shout out New York, man. New York really came back to the forefront as far as musically. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was a big year. I think it was really helped out a lot by the verses. You know, the verses really big thing, and it was a really a lot of good just New York verses, you know, as opposed to all the verses are pretty good in their own way. But New York just has some legendary ones. You know, everybody loves the Dipset Locks verse. That was classic. Jadakiss, you know, solidifying himself. But that really just set the tone in New York. And then, like I said, Nas dropping two classic albums this year. And, you know, so AZ coming back, you know what I'm saying? So it's just really been some good energy, man, as far as New York music. But I will say, even though I think New York really got back to the forefront again, once again, Memphis and New Orleans, you know, they have something to say, too, as far as music. So that's that. Let me see here. What else we got going on? So real quick, anything else, man, I wanted to touch base on. So, you know, just really quick on a sports report, you know what I'm saying? I talked about this earlier. My Browns got eliminated from the playoffs. Shout out to the Cincinnati Bengals, man. Usually I got beef with Cincinnati because it's like either, you know, when you think of Ohio, you think of two places, you think of, or maybe three. You think of Cleveland, which is where I'm from, of course. Then you think of maybe Cincinnati because of the Bengals, I guess, and whatever. Cincinnati's another, I guess, known city in Ohio. And then, or you think of maybe Columbus because of Ohio State and all that. But I got a shout out to the Cincinnati Bengals, man. They won the AFC North. I'm not mad at my Browns, but we got some things to do, man. We got to see what we're going to do with Baker Mayfield. You know, I like our GM, Andrew Berry, you know what I'm saying? For the people out there, he like this Harvard-educated black dude who's like the GM. So I'm going to be interested to see, because he basically controls Baker's destiny, man, to see what they're going to do. They're going to probably try to get Deshaun Watson. I would love to see Deshaun Watson in Cleveland next year, man. That's crazy because, you know, he was having just a great career, and then all of a sudden, you know, he demanded a trade on some NBA shit, and then all these allegations as far as his massages with the happy endings and all that shit came out, like 20 different cases. So they just basically put him on the shelf for the whole season, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they got to trade him next year. So be interested if the Browns can be a player with that. But I do want to shout out the Cincinnati Bengals. They took the AFC North, and they're going to make the playoffs. And that dude Joe Burrow is a problem, man. He look like Macaulay Culkin, but can play, man. You know, big shout-out to LSU, you know what I'm saying? He was the LSU quarterback, you know what I'm saying? Won the championship with them. And LSU got a vibe right now, too, as far as, you know, their players, man. So also out of LSU, Ja'Marr Chase, who's killing it, man. They was college teammates. And now they're doing it, you know, big and better in the pros, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to them, man. I ain't going to hate, you know what I'm saying? They took it this year. So we'll see what they do in the playoffs. Other than that, oh, another thing, too, Antonio Brown. Oh, fuck, this dude. Shit. Like, what the hell, man? Like, I've never seen no shit like that.
I don't even
before.
Watch football, but I heard about this shit.
This dude took off his jersey. He got into an argument with Tom Brady in the third quarter. I was running some errands and came home and watched, like, the last little bits of that game. And, you know, the commentator just showed what happened. And, like, apparently he got into an argument with Tom Brady in the third quarter on the sideline. Then dude just took off his freaking jersey, his shoulder pads. I mean, but just took off his shirt, bare-chested, and just was like, peace, and just took an overhaul. Coming off, and then, you know, he was the one dude that got caught with the fake, you know, the fake COVID card. You know what I'm saying? So, and they needed him too, man. He was going to be a big time.
Somebody got
to be. I don't know, man. This might be it because they can't control him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he not, no, I mean, sure. I hate to equate it to something like that, but he don't care. And I get it. I respect it, but. That's it. Ain't nobody else going to take a shot at that, man, because you just
– I mean, fuck, they ain't fuck with the white boy. They can't fuck with him. I mean, shit.
What happened? What you say?
I said they ain't fuck with the white boy. They can't fuck with him either.
What
as far
white
as, like, COVID shit. Man, the white boy that lied but didn't lie about the COVID. Like, you know, I'm back.
Who, Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, immunized and shit.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. Now, as far as leaving, yeah, he shouldn't have left. Fuck on.
Yeah, bro. Bro, it made for dramatic television, bro. But wow, Tom Brady was your ally. That's why you was getting away with your shit. But now you know you got beef with him. Man. That's the dude. He the shot caller. So anyway, this has been the world famous chop up. This is what we do, man, every Sunday, man. So big shout out to Black, man. That was a deep topic, man. Black, that shit was thick. You know what I'm saying? The tension was thick. I could just feel it. But, you know, shout out to Black for, you know, speaking her truth and, you know what I'm saying, and what she's, you know, what's guiding her and, you know, what she's on and her level of understanding. So big shout out to that, man. I always dig the spiritual conversations as well as the sexual conversations. That's what we do here on Real Talk. Big shout out to Smooth on the check-in. Big shout out to me on the world famous chop-up. As always, we'll see you same time next week. You know how we do every Sunday. Follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk, TAWK. And being that it's 2022, I do got a new top 10 list on the way. So, you know, stay tuned. All right? So everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace.